Pop goes Andy Warhol's plastic inevitable show at the Trip starting tonight. You'll flip at the Velvet Underground and Nico, the incredible light show, and Andy's fabulous underground movies. Better not miss it, baby.
On Tuesday, we're real proud and pleased to present the Greta Garbo of rock and roll, Nico of the Velvet Underground, with her new group. Well, she's been with for some time, but Nico of the Velvet Underground doing Femme Fatale, I'm Waiting for My Man, All Tomorrow's Parties, many, many more. A woman who's seen and done it all, Bob Dylan and Lou Reed, all of them. A woman who's been in the business for 20 years. Come on down for Nico and her group, opening of the band that we like very much for Providence called Heaven. Then Nico, $5 at the door.
Nico is beautiful, and in a world where so much can be so easily possessed on a whim or for a promise, she's unpossessable. At Verve, we feel lucky we've isolated her long enough to record an album. Here's The Fairest of the Seasons.
Now that it's time, now that the hour hand is landed at the end, now that it's real, now that the dreams have given all their heads to lend.
The album's called Nico, Chelsea Girl, a precious girl from any dimension. And at Verve, we love her. So only one record to a customer. We don't want to spoil Nico. We like her just the way she is.
And I be leaving in the fairest of the seasons.
Greatest on Verve Records features the tragicomic melodrama of Waldo Jeffers, whose overwhelming loneliness for his beloved leads him to ship himself by mail halfway across the country to Wisconsin and encounter a most unusual fate.
Finally submitting to the final caresses of sexual birth. It was more than the human mind could bear. Visions of Marcia's faithlessness haunted him. Daytime fantasies of sexual abandon permeated his thoughts.
The Velvet Underground pulls no punches. Get their latest album, White Light, White Heat, on Verve today.
The Velvet Underground broke up in 1970, but now Polydor Records is re-releasing three original Velvet albums and a collection of previously unreleased tracks on a new LP called VU. Music critic David Frick says the Velvet Underground is now enjoying a popularity it never knew back in the 60s.
By being based in New York and sort of feeding off what was going on in the New York underground, they were being party to a whole different scene and really did not play anything like pop music as teens were hearing it on AM radio as Murray the K was playing it. At the same time, you had the whole East Love hippie thing in San Francisco, and the Velvets, by being in New York and being immersed in this sort of bohemian underbelly of drugs and sex and Warhol's mob, were sort of reacting against that.
And what kind of music were they making back then? What kind of music did they make to react to the British and the San Francisco psychedelic edge?
The first album, the Velvet Underground and Nico album, is probably the best example of what they did throughout their lifetime. Although it's kind of schizophrenic in that there are sort of relaxed, almost caressing ballads, there's also this real serrated, grinding fuzz viola attack that they had on things like Heroin, the real intense piece of Heroin. One of the most ironic things about the Velvet Underground was that for a band that really reflected the grime and the grit and the real fury of being in the center of the New York maelstrom, was that they got no airplay in New York.
I'm sticking with you, 'cause I'm made out of glue.
The music that's out on the VU album is a collection of songs that were recorded in 68 and 69. They were supposed to be released as an album, but they never were. Is that right?
Yes. The songs that are on VU were loosely recorded for a projected record that was supposed to be the fourth Velvet Underground record. At that time, they were signed to MGM Verve Records and had been having increasing problems with MGM as far as doing anything in the way of promotion or even bothering to get records in the stores. And basically, the record company did not understand the band, and I have a feeling they weren't terribly displeased when finally they left.
Now, the music here on VU is a little gentler, a little sweeter, I think, than some of the material on White Heat, for instance.
77, that she wants to know why she's given half her life to people she hates now.
VU is a very essential record because what it is a summation of all of the extremes that they went through and the experiments that they tested. It really sort of sums up all the different things they did on the first three records.
Why do you think Polydor is bringing out VU now, a collection of songs never before released, and re-releasing all the earlier underground albums that it owns the rights to? The group never sold that well when the albums first went out.
Although the group, the Velvet Underground, did not sell records at all, practically, in their lifetime, subsequently, the acknowledgement of people like David Bowie, groups like R.E.M., Joy Division, Rick Ocasek of the Cars, Patti Smith, all of these people were acknowledging that Lou Reed and the basic approach of the Velvets to rock and roll was a major inspiration to them. These bands were re-recording the material, and that had piqued interest by a lot of fans in what the Velvets had actually done. Velvets records became incredible collector's items. You couldn't buy a copy of White Light, White Heat in mint condition for less than $25.
So the Velvet Underground may have been well ahead of their time.
The problem with the Velvet Underground was that they were outside of it. The Velvet Underground really still stands apart. That music still sounds immediate, and it still sounds very experimental. In a sense, what Reed was writing about and the way the Velvets put it across is just reality. It's a vision that still exists.
Music critic David Frick in New York. The Velvet Underground's VU album is currently in record stores. The three re-released LPs should be out next week.
This is Sam Zurich with news from Connecticut.
Hi, this is Lou Reed, wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, or whatever it is you do. Happiness through the years to you.
I'm beyond. The very best of Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground.
Presents Lou Reed.
On the dirty boulevard, he's going out. Take a walk on the wild side.
Lou Reed live in Manchester, May 6th, and Birmingham, May 11th. For tickets, call the Virgin Radio Directory on the orange number 0976-100-500.
I wanna boogie woogie with you.
Lou Reed in concert from 12:15 a.m. Virgin.
Nick,